Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. See, folks, it's pretty simple. Every comedian has a podcast, but we're two comedians with a morning show podcast. You see the difference? My name is Mike Camerlengo. Joined alongside me, as always, the wonderful Julia Young. Julia, how are you?
Wow, I'm wonderful, according to you.
I started to think of more adjectives, but I couldn't think of any more.
Well, I'm glad you used the word adjective because I feel like that's a lot of syllables. So I'm
you know, after I said it, I go, is that an adjective? After
is
I said
that
it,
an adverb? Who's to say?
I'm not. Really? I don't know. You probably like majored in English, right? Is that your major?
No, screen arts and cultures, aka film.
Oh wow, yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty
but
cool.
The reason I ask is if I had to take a test right now where you're like, identify the adverb. What is this? And I think I'd probably fail.
Oh, it would be humiliating for me. I'm still not quite sure where semicolons fit into the whole conversation.
I'll throw them in
when I write, but they don't belong there.
Right. Yeah. You know what I do now a lot, which you can just do because everything's so casual now? You can just put like a dash.
Oh, I'm throwing dashes around like left and right. I'm Mrs. Dash. Big. How often I throw those guys in casually, you know?
Oh, I'm just tossing it all over the place.
Baby, dash, dash, dash. 50
yeah, colon. I feel like I kind of know where to put the colon. I hate even saying that word, the colon.
Colon.
The semicolon, as you said.
As I said.
I'm going to just say... I don't think there's any proper use for it.
Something about two different clauses, right? And if it's in between two separate clauses, it can stay. But honestly, what's a clause? I don't know.
What's a clause?
Who's a clause? What's a clause?
That's your opinion, miss. That's what I would say if I was in class.
Mm-hmm. I would say.
Oh, fuck that. Good thing we don't have to do any of that shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're comedians, because we don't want degrees, higher degrees. This is up top, isn't it? This is where we talk about what's happening up top, aka daily minutia, aka if you like what you hear, rate us, review us, send us emails, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We have a Jehovah's Witness, those are our fans, the Jehovah's Witness email today to read. And we love hearing from you and keep sharing the show. You know, this is how we become moderately listened to. Is that what we're going for?
I don't know. You know what? I don't even know anymore.
It's a boutique podcast is how we are branded. Yes.
Yes. If too many people know about it, we don't like that.
We don't like it. It's like a bed and breakfast that has four rooms. You know, it's like, oh, we're all booked. We're all full. And then they are like, oh, we're expanding to 12 rooms. And guess what? Those rooms stay empty. Keep us at
They stay
rooms.
Empty.
Yeah.
You walk into a restaurant. They go, there's a 45 minute wait. You go, but there's a table open right there. They go, no.
No.
No, you can't sit there.
You can't. Yeah.
So no, we're trying to we don't have exclusive. A sign out front. Yeah. What's a cool, you know, restaurant? What's a cool speakeasy? You know, you got to find it. You got to go.
Speakeasies of podcasts. You're so right, Mike.
I do like Up Top is my favorite segment because I just like to hear about what people are doing in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, I think that just means I should talk to people more.
I think, well, you could talk to me. That's probably fine. Or your infant. How is that infant, by the way?
She's going strong. She is, she's getting big, man. She's almost 12 pounds already,
which is,
I know. We brought her to the doctor yesterday. She's a boss baby, won't stop growing. So she's good. She's good, but she's a big girl. My arms are getting tired already.
She's a big girl. We don't body shame. We don't baby shame. We don't body shame.
I don't body shame her. I say, I'm going to shoot you straight. You have a lot of creases in your legs. There's a lot of folds.
Yep.
But we love you and you're doing great.
Yeah. A lot of places for poop to get caught. But.
Oh, man. I'm not going to look. I won't talk about too many things, but there was one that went up her back the other day. And my wife was pretending to be in the other room and I had to take care of it.
to be in the other room. Also, well, she walked. She was like, when they do that.
She was like, oh, I'm going to go take a shower. And I was like, all right, I'll change her. And then she took five steps away. And I go, wait, come back. And she just like never came back. I was like, you were right there. Like, what are you talking about?
So, it's okay.
God bless.
God bless. She carried her for many months. You can change a shitty back.
I know that's true. I'm still waiting for that to get, you know, kind of tossed around. She hasn't played it yet, but you know, what can you say to that? You can't say anything. Yeah.
You can't.
It's like, well, unless, I was there. I slept in a fold-out chair for a couple nights.
Yeah. Unless you're a seahorse, you know, and then you say, hey, I carried this baby.
Oh, nice. Right? See, you also learn on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Semicolon about the world.
Well, listen, I have so much to talk about up top because Mama had an adventurous week. Let's just say I saw people. Let's just say I went to Atlantic City. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. First time going?
Second time going. First time during the pandemic. And I was shocked at how many other people were there. Just there. It's like, I was like, I know what's wrong in my life. What's wrong in your life? I didn't understand. I think next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is going to be like the big kind of like reopening.
Right.
Still shockingly crowded. So many people there also with their like newborns or infants, just like taking their fam to the casinos, which I thought was a brave choice.
People are just at that point where they're like, it's like, whatever, dude. It's like, even if, you know, whatever happens now, let it happen because people just are getting out there. They're doing things that they wouldn't even probably want to do.
No.
But they're like, you know what? I will do that.
I will bring my newborn to a casino. And also my great grandmother will accompany
us. Who is hooked up to an oxygen tank and playing the slot machines.
Which I did also. I lost a lot of money playing the slot machines. Because here's the thing. It's basically Chuck E. Cheese for grownups, right? This is what this is.
Yeah, it's just Dave games. And Buster's with gambling.
Yes. It is so easy. I like in the span of 10 minutes was just like, yep, here's $20. Here's $20. Like just losing it in the slot machines. Cause I thought I had found my slot machine. I thought I found my lucky slot machine and I won like over $100 on it. And then I was like, let me keep pumping it. And that was a mistake. You should just get up and leave. You should.
The problem is though, it's like the worst thing that can happen obviously is if you win money, like right when you get there, because what are you going to do? There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You're like, bad. Oh, I can either keep gambling or I can buy like an $18 fucking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you guys stay?
So we stayed at Caesar's Palace, which was fun, very fun vibes.
Nice.
A lot of fake statues, a lot of fake models,
fountains, all that kind of shit.
Yes. It was really fun, but also, yeah, it's true. As soon as you get there, it's like, yeah, the only thing to do then is to try to win more, and that's not going to happen.
Did you guys put any money on sports? I feel like you did.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes.
The fiance put $20 on a bet that the Knicks would win everything.
Oh, wow.
And that's like a $2,000 payout.
I was just going to say, that's got to pay out $2,000.
Yeah.
He could have just took the 20 and lit it on fire.
But that's probably what should have happened. But he's a believer.
That's fun, though.
He's a dreamer. He's a believer. We also played blackjack, but it's not fun to play blackjack because there's partitions in between each player.
Yeah.
So you can't even be like, yo, should I stay? Should I hit? Like you can't chat. And then little brag here, but the dealer asked for my ID. She was like, I need to card you. And I was like, I can't hear you. Cause she was talking in front of a partition. And I was like, I can't hear what you're saying. I kept on wanting her to tell me louder that she thought I was so young.
That's why, I've been thinking about going to a casino. There's a couple in Connecticut. And I was like, I need to wait until they pull back the restrictions because I can't sit and play blackjack in like a bank teller's fucking vault. Like I need to you need to be elbow to elbow with some nasty ass dude ripping butts.
Yes. Yeah. Being like, hey, with someone. Yeah.
Hey, you shouldn't double down on 19, sir. Like, you want to be feeling the flow.
And then you
the
guys say, hey, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah. Hey, I'll play how I want to play, you know?
Hey, who do you think you are? You think you're better than me?
I didn't sit in my house for 12 months to have you tell me how to play blackjack. I love it.
Yeah, you got to have that. And then we played a little roulette, which I was pretty good at.
Were you guessing numbers or colors?
I was doing colors. I kind of went into a Rain Man thing where I was like, I think it's going to be black next.
And yeah,
I was
right,
like five times in a row. I had my moment. But casinos are fucking sad, too.
It's a fine line between like this is awesome and this is really depressing.
Yeah.
And we used to go to Vegas every year for the first weekend in March Madness. So it would just be like from Thursday to Sunday. It would be fucking awesome. But But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's, there's people losing money they can't afford to lose, mm-hmm. but then there's also people winning money that they will then lose later. So it's fun. There's both sides of it.
Both sides. What's the most, like, what's the most amount of money that if you lost, you'd be like, okay, this isn't okay. Like, well, for me, it's like $100. I'm like, God damn it. What a waste.
But I I guess it depends when in the, if I'm there for one day, I'll probably, I could go up to like, maybe like $200 or $300.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I'm there for, you know, that's what's tricky about Vegas. Like if you go, we would go for like 3 days, by the way, if you go to Vegas, like you don't need to be there more than 3 days.
No, that's that. I would say 2 days is
2 days. Perfect. The first time we went on a trip, we booked a flight Wednesday morning and we left Sunday night on the red eye. It was so fucking miserable.
That's too many days.
Too many days. Especially you should never fly into Vegas and get there at like 9 a.m. by the way. It's just no good.
That's a sad time too. No,
but the problem is if you're trying to stretch it out 2-3 days, you're like, you know, but then you can work in things like if you are in Vegas, you can be like, all right, I'm going to go to the pool. I'm going to do this stuff. Yeah.
You know, apparently there's like a neon sign museum that's cool that I made fun of, but people love it. So
I went to a magic show there. Fucking awesome.
Desperate for a magic show. The AC didn't have a magic show. Who was it? It wasn't like a Chris Angel. It was like
Lance Burton, who I don't know if you know him, but he's a big name out in Vegas.
Lance Barton?
Burton. I forget what hotel it was, but he is like, you know, in residency there. So everywhere you went, his picture would be like on the elevator and the thing. And we're like, guys, we got to go see Lance Burton. It became like a running joke.
Oh, damn.
And then we went and it was fucking awesome.
He had a 31-year Vegas show. Wow.
What a weird life that is to just like live in Vegas and do a nightly show and just rake in money and probably get like plastic surgery on your face and flip houses and, you know, it's just like, what I'm trying to say is I'm jealous and I want to learn magic.
Let me look up his net worth.
All right. I'm going to say $32 million. So he did this trick and I'm not kidding. He was at the front of the stage and he like claps twice and all of a sudden he was standing like in the rafters. Obviously it's some kind of illusion or was it, the way I look at magic is like, if I can't figure out how they did it, I'm amazed.
I'm upset. I'm also upset if I can't figure it out.
You're one of those people?
Yeah. I go, I need to know.
I told you my plans for my 40th birthday. I'm already talking about it. If I make it that far.
Yeah.
I want to hire a magician and just have them do tricks.
Okay. So that's the plan. I thought it was going to be like, you would become a magician.
No, you know what? I don't know if I can wait till 40, maybe 37. I will do that.
Yeah. I think that's great. His net worth is, I think, $100 million.
Holy shit.
So maybe you wouldn't be able to afford Lance.
No, Burton. Lance would not be there. Maybe Lance Burton Jr. though.
Yeah. Maybe if he has a kid.
Maybe.
I think that's so fun. I love magic, good magic shows. But again, it's like, I want someone to teach me all the secrets because like, who was the one that like made a boat disappear? And it's like, what? What is that?
That's David Blaine.
David Blaine. Okay.
David Blaine. I think we talked about that. He does some like weird body shit where he can hold his breath for like 6 minutes.
No, thanks.
That's impressive. That's not magic. That's a different thing. Or when he got a bullet shot into his mouth. Did you ever see that?
What? No. Yeah.
Again, not magic, but pretty cool. But
just weird. Okay.
Well, he's kind of created this genre of like magic. You're a question mark at the end.
Difficult to live with.
He's very intense.
Yeah. I don't think we'd be friends.
You saw that video of him like with Harrison Ford where he cuts open the orange and there's a card in it. Ford is so high out of his mind, he's like, get out of my house. Like
he's you have to leave. I got a plane to crash.
It's really funny. Yeah. Yeah, what is the deal with Harrison Ford? He's always crashing planes.
He's always crashing planes and wearing earrings and enough already.
I kind of like that. If you're a celebrity, you might as well just get a plane and crash it.
I don't know, man.
But if everyone lives, just like kind of a goof.
Like a low stakes plane crash.
Yeah.
Like get Sully aboard and just say.
Like as a prank.
Is a prank. Well, maybe it's a magic prank. All right. Oh. What has been going on with you? Have you recovered from your second vax in which you
I feel great.
Absolutely insane on this show and people are worried for you, including myself.
Yeah, I was kind of loopy there. I was good though. Later that night, I was I got like pretty achy in my body.
Ooh.
So that was kind of a side effect. And then, you know, my arm was sore, but other than that, I woke up feeling good the next day.
Good. I'm so glad you're almost fully done. Like one more week, right? Done. And then you're
I'm going to a wedding this weekend before it kicks in. So I'll be, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
You know, seven days after the second shot, you're in pretty good hands.
You're in pretty good hands, you know, as long as you're not kissing the bride yourself, you know, leave that to other people.
The problem is though, I'm going to see a bunch of people I haven't seen in so long that, you know, it's just going to be,
you think you're going to do mouth kisses?
I think I'm going to be mouth kissing everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know,
are you bringing the infant or no?
Yeah. Not to the wedding itself, but we're like renting a house and
yeah.
You know, it's going to be
infants
fun.
Infants will ruin a wedding. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. They shouldn't be allowed to come.
They shouldn't. They
no
shouldn't.
Kids. No, I don't think they are coming. Some people have to be very specific, like no kids allowed, because some people really want to bring their kids to a wedding.
Really want to bring their kids. And then it's like always the awkward thing of like, hey, unfortunately, we do not have room for your child.
I get it if they're like, I don't know, 7 or 8 and they're really close to you, but they're like close to the bride and groom. But like, who wants to bring their baby? Like, dude, the last thing I would want at a wedding is my child.
Babies harsh your vibes. Yeah. You know? Babies, you know? they don't party well.
It's going to ruin the wedding too if I get hammered and fucking drop my baby on the dance floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Not fun for anybody.
Yep, because those floors are slippery, your shoes are slippery, and your baby's heavy. You might drop that baby.
She squirms too. She tries to jump out of my arms all the time. Yeah. And I try to talk to her, but she doesn't understand me yet, you know what I mean?
Okay, well.
I say, hey, let's have a little talk.
What are you doing? You need to chill.
You're going to chill. Take a chill pill.
Hey, take a chill pill, baby.
So I'm going to a wedding. I got a suit fitted at Men's Warehouse. No big deal. And
in a mall? Was this in a, I thought they had all gone bankrupt, I'll be honest. Men's
Warehouse. No, not the ones. It's a lowercase W. The warehouse is a lowercase.
Okay, great.
So I went in, I got it fitted, and you know, they tailored it for me. And then they tried it on again in the store before I left. And the pants are like clearly too long, right? They're just like too long. And I'm asking the guy, I'm like, aren't these kind of long? He's like, no, well, where do you wear your pants? He's like, they're sitting kind of low on your waist. You got to pull them up more. So I like pulled them up to my belly button. He's like, oh, see how they fitting right now?
Well, they're not too long now.
Yeah. I'm like, I guess, but you know, the fabric is up my asshole. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And so he's like, you know, if you can always have it, you know, you can always come back and get it shortened, but I'm just a little worried. You know, you don't want to make it too short. I'm like, okay, those are my two choices.
Yeah.
You know, give myself a wedgie or too short Kramer pants. So, you know what? I was like, I don't give a shit. I'll wear long ass pants. I don't care.
Do you think that they actually didn't alter them and told you that they altered them and they're actually just the same length?
Probably. So when I went in there, it was a different guy, and I was, you know, you try the suit on and they're supposed to take measurements of you. They make little markings on you, and he didn't really make any markings down there. And I go, and I was like, oh, did you get, I'm just remembering this now. Fuck that guy. I was like, did you get the bottom part? And he goes, he was so dry. He was like, oh no, we just leave him like that so you can go to the wedding like that.
Oh,
and then I was like, oh, okay. He goes, of course we're going to do the bottom. And you fucking dick. No, you didn't do the bottom. Hey, Men's Warehouse. Fuck you. Go out of business.
Well, listen, they are a sponsor of today's episode. So go out of business after you pay us, you know?
Actually, I will compliment them because you know what? Shout out to
your family.
The jacket fits great. Let's just say that.
Does it?
The jacket fits great.
Did it need to be altered a lot, or do you have a normal size torso?
I don't know, but that button is real close to not getting there, you know?
Yeah.
But how long are you going to button it? You just button it for the ceremony and then you're done.
Yeah, for the ceremony. And then you let loose, you party. And then you do the thing where you put your tie over your head, right?
My move, no, I don't do that, but my move is, you sit down for dinner after you eat, or maybe while you're eating. Take off the jacket, unbutton your, I like to keep my tie pretty tight for a while, unbutton the buttons on your wrist and you roll up your sleeves.
Oh, wow.
So you got, so now you just,
vibe.
You got a Bud Light, you got the little champagne they put on and you got a red wine and you're just switching between all of them.
Which one? They're all at the table? Or
they're just all at the table. At the table.
Okay.
And
you're
the
crushing buttered rolls, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you know, you're feeling real good. You start to untuck the shirt a little bit. You don't want to have it untucked, but you kind of just let it breathe a little bit so that gut can kind of get out there.
Mm-hmm. You're going to your wife and you're saying, oh, what's that on your plate? I didn't get a salad like that. And
you go, hey, salad. Yeah. And then you try to trick her into going to the bar to get your drink. You go, hey, can you grab me a vodka soda?
Yeah.
And then you start to loosen it up. Then you get on the dance floor. That is when you kind of bring your tie down a little bit.
That's when Bruno Mars starts playing. You bring the tie down.
Bruno Mars starts playing and you just let it rip. And there's a great mixture of sweatiness and drunkenness and lightheadedness. And hey, did you see if there is any more food? You know, you have to ask those questions.
You say, is there an after party or are there any mac and cheese bites?
Mm-hmm. Right. I like to know where the after party is. And then I like to know, you know, how I can get back to my home base. Cause I like to go a wedding. Cause weddings are long. They last like six hours.
Yeah.
I like to go hard. And then I like to just disappear.
Yeah. You just leave. You don't say goodbye.
The move is as I've gotten older, I've realized the move is you say goodbye when you say hello.
You say hi and bye.
Yeah. You say, hey, this is going to be an awesome wedding. But if you don't see me, it was great hanging with you.
Great hanging with you. I'll see you in 3 years when they get divorced.
I'll see you at the reunion. You know, I'll see you at the reunion. So that's the move. You say, hey, this is going to be awesome. But we don't have to say, you know, you kind of be like, oh, what are we going to say bye to each other? We're a bunch of girls. And then you escape. And then you escape to throw up in the bush.
And then is there ever a point where you get so drunk that you go, I think I could do a backflip and land it? Is that ever a thing?
God, thankfully, no, because I could never in a million years do a backflip.
You ever think I could do the worm?
Thankfully, no, I've never get into doing the worm, but I do start doing all sorts of dance moves. Mm-hmm. At my wedding, I did which you couldn't come to.
I was supposed to sing.
I was grooving. I was dancing. I was feeling good. And I tried to do this like move where I like fake hit a baseball.
Oh no.
And honestly, it brought the mood down for like 30 seconds. People were like, what? My friend, I looked over at my friend and he kind of shook his head like, nah, dude, that's not it.
Chastised by a friend at your own wedding. Nah,
so it's about taking chances, but you got to take quick chances. It's in and out, you know?
Okay. And then what's your slow dance move? Like, is it as soon as like a slow dance comes, you bring the wife, you say, honey, let's do this. Or do you have to be coerced into doing
this? No, I love it. I go, hey babe, let's dance. And I grab her hand and then I do, you know, I don't do the middle school, both hands around the hips. I do one and then one, you know, hand clasped out to the side.
That's always a weird thing, right? Who made that up that you just like clasp a hand to the side? That's weird, right?
I know it is weird, but I like it. Yeah, I know because the way in middle school, you would just wrap your arms around someone's waist and, you know, neck or whatever.
Hold the boner in. Yeah.
And then you would tilt and try to French.
Yeah.
But
which we talked about last time, Frenching's real weird.
Frenching. I won't French in a slow dance. I won't do that.
No. Do you ever, you do the twirl? Do you ask her to twirl you?
Yeah, it depends. If it's like kind of an in-between song, I'll do a little twirl.
Yeah,
she kind of follows my lead when we're doing a little fast dancing because I'm kind of a moron and I kind of get it going, you know. So she's a good sport.
I'd say that's so, just in general, she is a good sport.
We'll see, you know, if she can keep up after you know, popping a baby out. You know, I don't want to hear any excuses. That's not what I want.
She had like it was pretty rough. I think she can have excuses.
We'll see if she's healed yet. You know, babe, if she's not, she can drive.
Fine. It's been a month, babe. You're fine.
Yeah, babe, it's been a month. Can all right, fine. I'll dance, but can you at least drive home?
Be the DD, babe.
Babe, I'm gonna grab three more Bud Lights because you can just put them in your pocket.
You can put them in your jacket pocket, babe. How big is your purse? Yeah.
That's a good you know, it's a fun move at a wedding is always like you'll go somebody inevitably will try to get shots. And they'll be like, we can't do shots. Like most of these places are like, we don't do shots, but then they just end up, they'll be like, I can give you whiskey in a glass. Mm-hmm. So they just end up giving everyone like a thing of whiskey and everyone just chugs it.
Oh God.
I know. I've been involved in several of those situations.
Yeah. This is your vibe. You know, it's like all the frat boys grown up. You know,
I'm actually very, you know, I was never in a frat. People mistake that because they look at my face.
You have the demeanor of a man who was in a frat.
They look at my face and they say, you've hazed somebody before, you know?
Yeah.
But I haven't.
Okay. Well, I'm impressed.
This has gotten me very excited for the wedding. So thank you.
I'm excited for you and can't wait for you to post a picture of your outfit, you know, on our Insta. I think people would like that. So they can.
I'm going to cut it off at the ankles though.
Do not tag Men's Warehouse. Well, speaking of bros and frats, I went to a baseball game last night.
Oh, impressed? Fuck yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's awesome.
Mets versus the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, nice.
I think it was my second Mets game. Let me tell you something. 2 days ago, it was like 90 degrees out. Yesterday, it was 60. It was so fucking cold. And as everyone knows, baseball games, they're outdoors. And I was so cold that after like the third inning, I was like, I gotta go buy a sweatshirt. So I am now the proud owner of a Mets sweatshirt and a beanie, and it cost me $92. And
what?
It's absurd. It's absurd.
There's nothing worse than being cold at a baseball game.
Yeah, it's the because you can't enjoy it, and then you're like, God, this thing can last 2 hours more or 8 hours more, and I'm trapped. And you know, at least the food was good. We got some rice balls, which were delicious. I'll talk about those in hot stove, or as you call it, up top. But
you know what? We all make mistakes, okay?
We all get vaccinated.
We all get veed. What is the beanie situation like?
Okay, so it's one of those. It's like a blue hat with like an orange, like puffy thing up top. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
What are those called?
Pop-pop? Like a winter hat.
It's a fucking winter hat that I had to buy.
I like those with the furry thing up top.
Yeah, but they shouldn't cost as much as they did. Like a sweatshirt, a hoodie shouldn't cost like $65.
$40, I feel like, is a good pick.
$40, I'm like, this better be well made, you know?
I
don't think it is. I think it's not a well made sweatshirt. Why do I have a Mets sweatshirt? A Mets shirt. Why do I have a, they should call them that, by the way. Sweatshirt, Mets shirt.
Mets shirt. Oh.
Right? Shark Tank.
That's cool.
Okay.
You know, it's something.
I don't know, man. I don't want it, but I had to buy it. And, you know, baseball's only fun when your team's good, because otherwise it's just fucking boring.
The baseball is great when the weather's great. I mean, when it stinks. Great. Yeah, it's a great sport to just sit. You know, that's why you got a thing of peanuts, you got a beer. It's like a hangout sport.
Yeah.
But when it's cold, you know, if it's 50 degrees and you're like, what is it, the fourth inning? It's just not, that's not right. No.
It's not right.
Not how the Lord wanted it.
No. And then like the bozos near us wanted to start the wave. And so they started doing that. No, I don't participate in the wave. What's your policy?
The wave stinks. I'll half-ass do it once if it's going around. Yeah. I don't want everyone to think I'm a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
But I won't do it again if it comes around.
No. No, I didn't participate.
I like when people start chants. I like that.
Like, let's go Mets. Let's go Mets. Like that or like funny ones.
You know, I don't know. Others like
we want a pitcher, not DeGrom.
Jeter sucks. Jeter sucks. You know, that was all nice.
Isn't Jeter getting a TV series about him? Like
it's a ESPN. The guys who did The Last Dance are doing a thing on Derek Jeter.
I don't think he deserves it. Is that okay for me to say that he's not?
It's fine for you to say. I'll be interested to see how much they actually like talk about, right? Because I feel like his reputation is pretty, I mean, what do you know about him other than the gift bag thing, right?
Yeah, that he sends like mini muffins after he has sex with you.
Yeah, he gives you a gift bag with like his highlight tape in it and like, you know, dark chocolate and shit.
I don't know. I think he hasn't really had that many scandals. He wasn't doping really, was he?
No, but that's what I mean. Like, is he going to be, is it going to be forthcoming or is it going to be just like boring? Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be boring. It's going to be a very boring documentary, and he's not in the same league as Michael Jordan to warrant such a documentary, you know?
Well, I hope it's exciting because the guys who are doing it are good. They may, you know, so hopefully they can make it good.
Well, I'm already bored by it, but
you know what? Big news on my end. I got my artwork from Etsy was delivered from Europe. Ever hear of it?
And now from Europe, remind us what,
I have two pictures. One is Jean-Claude Van Damme dancing from the movie Kickboxer. Mm-hmm. And the other is Carlton Banks from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, taking a half court shot in the show. And they're both like, they're both, you know, they're not photographs. They're, you know, like little drawings. Cool painting things. Yeah. Okay. Drawings is the word.
Yeah.
Drawings. But they're really small. But so then I had to get frames for them. But they're kind of a weird size because they're from, you know, Europe. So
metric system, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a whole thing. So I ordered these two frames from this place, and right after I click it said, sorry, your order didn't go through. So I go, fuck. So then I order it again, and Then it goes, okay, thanks. Then I get an email. Both of them went through.
No.
So I wrote right away. They say you can reach out to somebody. And they're like, sorry, it's too late. It's already in the system. I'm like, what's happening?
So you've got four frames?
So four frames are on their way. Ugh. And but they're like, we're based in Sweden. I'm like, what is happening?
Why are you not buying local?
because the pictures are 8 1/4 and 11 and a, I don't know, dude. It's like a weird ass fucking, you know.
Well, you're going to have to get two more pieces of art then to fill the
frames. You know what? That's what I said, because that guy, the guy from his Etsy shop has like a million, and they have really cool ones. They're like a lot of sports ones and pop culture ones.
Let your wife choose too.
I guess she can, but I gave her approval. I said, which ones do you like better?
Okay.
But I always ask her about stuff like, I always ask her about stuff like that. I'll be like, is this good? Like,
am I doing this right? Yeah.
Yeah. Something like, I'll show her a video and I'll be like, does this make sense? And she's like, what's up with that line? And I'll either go, yeah, you're right. Or I'll go, you don't know what you're fucking talking about. You don't fucking get it. You don't get it. It's a reference.
You don't get it. I'm a genius and you don't get it.
You don't get it. And there's just a blank look on her. The blank look on her face, like, maybe you should get a job at the post office.
Yeah.
And I agree with her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. You should always check in with the wife. I'm always, you know, having the fiance check in with me, because in almost every category, I know what I'm talking about, except for directions, I would say.
Ooh.
Because we were at the Mets game and a plane flew overhead and I said, ooh, JFK. And he goes, LaGuardia, we were just there 2 weeks ago and you saw Citi Field. And I was like, fair. That's very fair. So directionally, I'm super challenged. But in every other category, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I would
probably
say
one of the most embarrassing moments of my last year, and there's been many, was we were out on my brother's back porch and it was the daytime. We were like having a little barbecue and a plane was flying kind of low, but you know, probably like 10,000 feet in the air. And it just, to me, it looked really big. And by the color of it, I don't know. I was just like, holy shit, look, I think that's Air Force One. And it just like clearly wasn't Air Force One. It was, I don't know if it was like a FedEx plane or something like that, but everyone kind of looked at me like, oh, mm-hmm. You got a fucking mush brain, dude.
You're
like,
dumb, what's dumb.
You're yeah. like, what? They were don't just kind of like,
your
what?
On. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that was embarrassing, but what can you do? Yeah. Sometimes you take a chance.
Yeah. Take a chance. Maybe it is Air Force One. Maybe Harrison Ford's on it. Maybe he's going to crash it. We don't know.
Maybe he's going to say, get off my plane.
Get off my plane. We don't know.
You know,
anything else from up top you want to chat about, or are you ready to move on?
I'm ready to move on. Did I tell you about my bad haircut? It's slowly coming in.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You promised, I think, to post a picture of your artwork and your bad haircut. This is a common theme. You promise to post things and you don't. And I'm plain sick of it, sir.
I will. No, I'm not even going to say I will do something, but I'm waiting to post a picture of my awesome artwork. Until the frames come, which will be Friday.
The European frames.
The European frames, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
They're called Euro frames.
Euro frames, of course. People come over, you say, would you like to see my salon? You know, and it's just your art.
I was thinking about trying to fix the left side of my head with buzzers, but I was talked out of that.
No. I'm getting my hair cut on Friday, which I'm excited about.
Supercuts?
No, a much more expensive place because I'm worth it. And I also want to get my hair colored because I have a lot of gray hairs in front.
A lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, so much. My whole anatomy is gray. I'll tell you that much. So, but they can't dye it the day that they cut it because it takes too long and they have to do a consult first. So you have to have a consultation where they are like, hey, this is what we can do to fix how you look. And
why don't you just comb in a little Just for Women? Do they have that?
Just for Women? That doesn't exist. They have like Garnier. I could do like a home dye kit, but do you really trust me to do that?
Why can't you use Just for Men? I mean, isn't hair the same?
Well, oh my God, I never thought about that. That's like when I get a woman could use Just for Men.
What? It's like when I, you know, every now and then I'll pick up a Luna bar from CVS and it will be like, you know, great for women. I'll be like, I guess I don't need iron.
I don't matter. Wow. Yeah.
So
that's
true.
I never thought about it that way. I mean, I'll use a man's razor, you know, because it's strong enough for a man, it's made for a woman.
Plus you're shaving your upper lip. So you need something good.
Yep, upper and lower lips. Yep,
mostly whole face. We call
mostly
it
face and back and shoulders. And my hair may be softer, but it's longer. Yeah, absolutely. You know, everything should be for men and women, or whatever gender you identify with, or non-binary. You know, make everything for everyone, because there is a pink tax. Do you know what that is?
A pink tax?
So we're like, no. The same products for women will cost more than the same products for men. So like, oh, this is a deodorant and it's like $2 cheaper for men and one like more expensive for women.
Why is that?
A pink tax. Because I think women are like willing to spend more on grooming and it's seen as like more of like, oh, this is a special product. It'll come in a smaller size, but we upcharge for it because it's just the pink tax, man.
Guys will be like, you could label deodorant just cancer stick, and guys will be like, cancer, I gotta get another cancer stick.
Yeah, well, men I think are more apt to wear deodorant than women are. Women are kind of more into antiperspirant because they don't want to have pit stains and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? I call everything deodorant, but I always get antiperspirant.
Yeah, you don't know.
I need to glue my fucking pores shut. I'm under my arms because they just leak.
Well, you could do Botox. Botox is done for underarms to paralyze your sweat glands.
Yeah, so that doesn't seem healthy.
I don't care. I'm going to do it. All right. So we're going to move on to Jehovah's Witness email. Obviously, our fans are called Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
And we have a repeat fan, a repeat Jehovah's Witness. He just can't get enough. This is from Todd, and his email is, congrats. Oh, hello, Jehovah Masters. Okay, we'll work on that. Congrats, Mike, on the baby. Curious whether you are rocking a baby Bjorn, like Zach below. And there's a picture of Zach Galifianakis wearing a baby Bjorn from The Hangover. And then also, Julia, whatever friend gave you $100 for Chili's, wasn't intending for you to spend it all on food. Like Mike said, you need to order a couple giant brews first to dull your senses for the salty grease bomb that's on the way. Your family must really love you for going along with the Chili's plan. We'll start with that. Yes, they absolutely love me. And I messed up. And no, it was not a friend. It was definitely an enemy. I know this now to be true. I'm still paying the price. But curious about the baby Bjorn. Are you rocking that?
Yeah, so I've tried it once. So she's still a little small.
She's too
but
big?
You,
oh.
You, I know. She's, she's growing out of that 0 to 3 clothing real quick. So there's like an insert you can put on it. So we tried it once. We went for like a little walk and we're still getting the hang of it. I still felt like I had to hold her the whole time, but maybe it wasn't, put on correctly.
I'm sure it was put on incorrectly. Yeah.
So, but I want to be a baby Bjorn guy. So I will go back. I will try it again. And, yeah, dude, I just want to stand at a barbecue with her on my chest and a beer in my hand and go, yeah, let's play a little wiffle ball and just keep her on my chest.
Mm-hmm. Then you'll jump a little bit and then all of a sudden you say, whoa, we got a puker. And then, she'll spit up on you.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's totally fine.
Because
you might
spill
a little beer on her head. But
I mean, what's life if it's not about having goals? And those are my goals right now.
Yeah. You've always wanted this. You've always wanted to be a dad in this way.
Yeah, the crying aspect I could do without with.
Oh, she's a crier? Oh, okay. She's a baby?
She's a baby. Everyone's always like, she's such a good baby. I go, yeah, but still. That's why I say, yeah, but still.
But still. But she's loud, but still, I'm sure.
You go from 0 to 1. It's a big
adjustment.
You go
from no baby to one baby. That's a lot of crying.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crying. It's way more crying than you used to.
Yeah. Yep.
So, thank you for the question. I agree. I've been thinking about your Chili's venture for a while too. And, I think, some people aren't built for that Chili's life.
No. So I wasn't, my system was overwhelmed. All of my systems.
So next time you go, when you get them to cater your wedding, just make sure, you order the right things.
I'll say, give me GERD.
Give me GERD or give me death. GERD. Which give sometimes GERD is death. Man, my GERD.
Have you heard about Mike's GERD? Okay, we're going to move on now to Content Corner. We talk about things we've been watching with our peepers. Those are our eyeballs. What have you been?
Eyeballs.
What have you been watching?
I've been trying to watch a lot of shows because I'm on a weird schedule now. So I'm watching the show Crashing. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, God, no. Ew, I hate shows about comedians.
It's, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. I never watched it because I was like, no. And I'm oddly into it, but not for the reasons it probably thinks, like I think I like it because I'm really into watching shows that are take place in New York right now because I miss New York. So I'm like, what's that? Bleecker Street? That's cool. Mm. What's that? Yeah.
You're like, oh, the M&M store. Ah, local.
So yeah, the best place on Earth, Times Square. Mm-hmm. So my question is, and I know the answer, so you don't like shows about comedy?
Ugh, no, I don't like watching, especially shows about men in comedy because... Why bother?
You're so anti-men, Julia.
I am. And I've said that from the beginning. Everyone knows I hate men and I hate comedy. As a comedian, I hate comedy shows about men.
So yeah. I thought about it. I like shows about comedy when they're talking about, like, I don't know if process is the right word, but I like, did you ever see that documentary Too Funny to Fail? Which, by the way, it's all men, so you probably didn't see it.
No,
but it's about the making of the Dana Carvey show. So I like that because it's about making, like, the making of a show. That's cool. But like these things that portray comedians have, like, you know, there'll always be some line where they're like, you know, comedians are the only truth tellers. It's like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Shut. We're brave.
You just want to get laid. Like, shut up. Just admit it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. When it's they fine. Get on the platform and start being like holier than thou, and it's like, you're not a first responder,
like, which is every fucking comedy show every show that's on TV now is like, wow, they're really changing the it's like,
no,
can we just have people who just I know it's either like two extremes, right? It's like no one likes Jimmy Fallon because he doesn't talk about anything, but can we just have some comedians where it's just like different, where they're fucking around? I don't know.
I
just don't trust where comedians are like, isn't the first part about being a comedian where you just don't take yourself so seriously? Like these people who are like, yeah, I'm like really talking about the important stuff. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Where it's like, it shouldn't feel like a lecture, like a TED Talk.
Right,
like
right.
You're not a professor.
Are you calling it a TikTok?
A TikTok.
All right.
A TED Talk. I said TED Talk.
Oh, sorry. My ears have a TikTok in it.
That's okay. I also like same thing with Mrs. Maisel, where everyone's like, you should watch it. It's a show about a Jewish female comedian. And it's like, why would I want to watch a show when I am a Jewish female comedian?
Right.
Why would I want to watch it? Also, the lead is not Jewish. And I find that offensive because
that's offensive.
Couldn't find a Jewish actress to play a Jewish actress. I don't know. Just my thoughts.
I don't know.
That's
just my 2 cents.
Yeah. 10 cents for me. That's a pink tax.
So I like the show. It's good, but it's, I understand not wanting to, I usually don't seek out shows about comedy.
Yeah.
But you know what else I'm continuing to watch? Succession update.
Oh, baby.
So halfway through season two. So I remember you asked me who my favorite character was in season one. And I was like, Kendall's my favorite. But now at this point in season two, he's in a fugue state, he's catatonic. Catatonic is the word.
Yeah,
I even wrote it down, Julia, but then I go, wait, what's that word?
Oh, I'm looking now. You spelled that wrong. That's spelled with a C.
Katonkatonk. He's katonkatonk. It's a great show. I love it. It's fucking great. And I can't wait to get to the end of season two so I can talk with everybody about it.
I can't wait till you're done with it. I mean, Tom Wams Gamps,
yeah.
And Shiv and everyone. Roman. I love Roman.
Yeah, Tom is I take offense that you said Tom was like me, but
I meant it as a compliment in that he's
great
brown hair. You know, he's British.
I feel like he's gotten what? Didn't you say that about Shiv? She's Australian.
She's Australian, he's British. Yeah.
I feel like he got better from season one to season two. Whether it's the writing or just he figured out how to deliver lines better or something, because he's really good in season two.
He's so good. I love that show.
Be yourself on camera. I mean, how do you be yourself when you're, aren't they just thinking about how to not do a British accent the whole time?
I think that British people and Australian people are just so much better at it that it's because they grew up around American TV and Hollywood movies.
Right.
So I feel like it's just, they're saturated in American accents, so it must not be as hard, which is why they're better than we are at their accents.
Why don't the Beatles have a British accent when they sing?
Have you been on Reddit?
No, but I just,
okay.
I read an article once that it was like, because like you said, all the stuff they consumed when they were younger was like American stuff. So when they started playing, they were like in trying to be like those influences.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, I guess.
They were the first British musicians to sing. There was no one sang before them.
Nobody. They were the first.
Nobody.
And their cute little haircuts.
Yep. Little mop tops. I'm back on Mayor of Easttown. Have you been watching that at all?
Oh, no. I want to start it soon, though. I know.
You gotta. And then when we were leaving AC, we stopped at a Wawa's because that's very Eastern Pennsylvania. It's like, you know, Wawa's.
Wawa.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Wawa's. We got a breakfast burrito. Pretty good stuff from a fucking gas station. So
they still have that thing where you go in and order on a computer?
Yeah, an iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that because you can
me
customize
too. I like that
it,
too.
And no one's like, you want how much mayonnaise? You know, right. You tell it to the computer and no further conversations needed. And then been watching, you know, we've been going through the Bond movies, James Bond movies. We watched You Only Live Twice, which is Sean Connery's last one before George Lazenby. And then he comes back because he's like, fuck this. It was really great at first. And then they get to a part where they're like, hey, we're in Japan, and to fit in, James Bond, you got to get surgery to look Japanese. And I was like, oh, my God. It was so not cool.
Did you do an accent, too?
He didn't, but they gave him a different haircut. They did something to his eyes and gave him a Japanese wife, and it was so hard to watch. It was so not good. But apparently, Sean Connery was real pissed about having to do like so many stunts on this movie that I think he was like, I'm done, bye.
Really?
But at first it's good, but then it's very bad. So,
well, good but bad. Hey, ain't that life?
Oh, and guess who wrote the screenplay for it? I'll tell you.
Who?
Same guy who wrote Willy Wonka. That's right, Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl wrote the screenplay for You Only Live Twice, which I thought
Did you say your name was Roald Dahl?
Roald Dahl, sir? Roald Dahl.
Did you see that they're making a new Willy Wonka with Timothée Chalamet?
Chalamet.
Why? I guess why is my real question. Didn't they already redo this a couple times?
Yeah, with John Depp, but he...
Reimagine? Oh, I saw that in... what were those things called? The with the huge screen that kind of like wraps around. It wasn't 3D.
IMAX?
Yeah, the IMAX. I got really high and saw it. I was like 17.
Oh, you were 17? No, you weren't. That doesn't...
I have no clue. This all blends together.
Yeah, sure. I mean, really, I don't know. It's like everything's a remake, a reboot. I sound old, but...
2005. No, I was 19. Yeah, dude, it stinks.
It all stinks. The only thing people should be remaking is movies that were bad when they were first released. And then maybe make them good. You don't make something that was already good bad. You know
Like make You Only Live Twice again, but don't maybe leave out the Japanese impression.
Exactly. And also, you know, You Only Live Twice, much less catchy than You Only Live Once, because that's a YOLO. You can't say YOLT.
Right.
YOLT doesn't
YOLT
fly off the tongue. YOLT.
YOLT. Like when you're jumping off a cliff. YOLT.
Yeah. You only live twice and then you die and then you don't come back. So it's really YOLO.
You only live twice. This is my second time. Yeah, dude, that doesn't really work.
It doesn't really
work. Did you see the trailer for the Friends reunion?
I did.
I don't want to see all these people all old and shit.
Yeah. I'm okay with seeing Jennifer Aniston a little bit older. I'm okay.
You know who
with
looks great? Lisa
Courtney
Kudrow.
Fox. Oh, Lisa Kudrow, I think, is one of the only ones who hasn't done much with her face in a bad way.
Because
Courtney Cox looks obviously like Catwoman. Like a different human. And Matt LeBlanc is on TV right now on a terrible sitcom, and he's just like big and gray. But Matthew Perry, I think, is going through some stuff.
But that's like, you know, hopefully he's okay. But why do we have to drag him out and make him do this?
Yeah, exactly. It's like maybe we could have waited a bit till he felt up to it, or maybe, you know, you just have their voices and give them cartoon bodies.
A cartoon reunion.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
There were options, but you know, I think me as a fan of Friends, even though it's not a good show, it's a fun show, and I think in real life I would like to see Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer kiss because they're both
kiss.
So cool.
Yeah, like right in front of you, like
kiss
you know?
In front of me.
Oh, you know what? I saw a movie called Digging for Fire on Hulu with Jake Johnson and
from New Girl,
I don't know, a couple other people.
Okay,
yeah, I like Jake Johnson. He's got he's got a way about him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Drinking Buddies?
No.
Oh, it's the same kind of movie. It's like very like, you know, it feels very natural because I don't think there's like a solid script, but they're not like meandering where they're trying to be funny. It's like a good movie.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was interesting. It was a good like late night watch.
Digging for fire.
Yeah. I would watch, if I was going to watch one of those though, I would watch Drinking Buddies. That's a better movie. And Olivia Wilde's in it and she's a babe.
She is something. She Well, speaking of babes in fire, Angelina Jolie's new movie, Those Who Wish Me Dead. She's like a firefighter. Have you heard about this one?
I had an acquaintance. I'll call him an acquaintance because he was saying he was speaking ill of Jolie in that movie. And I go, hey, how fucking dare you, dude?
I mean, the problem is she's such a movie star and she's so striking that it's really hard to believe that she's not Angelina Jolie. It's like, oh, if I saw you in real life, I'd be like, oh my God, that's such a striking woman. You're not a firefighter, ma'am. You're a model or an actress. Right. Like, it's...
That's like when you see a lot of these, when you see a lot of these people on TV, you're like, yeah, they're like okay looking or whatever. But I'm like, no, if that person was on your airplane, you'd be like, holy shit. Did you see the person in 12B?
Sweat through your cancer stick. Yeah.
He is for boner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great callback. Yeah. That's why you taught improv in college.
Thank you. Yeah. It is hard to just be like, oh yeah, this seems like you'd be a Montana firefighter. Like, fuck off. If you look like this, come on.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie, but it's also like, I don't know if any of it is realistic. And also fire seems pretty scary.
Scary. They should call it scary.
Literally.
Hot take. A real hot take.
A real hot take. And that kind of brings us to our next hot take, which is called what?
Some people call it hot stove. I like to call it hot stove.
Hot stove. This is where we talk about what we've been putting in our mouth holes.
Ooh, mouth hole. Yeah. I made some really bad chicken last night. I'm not going to lie. So what happened was I started marinating this chicken and I found a great recipe and then I didn't email it to myself. Hmm. So if you just type in, you know, grilled fucking marinade chicken, whatever fucking recipe, there's 50 of them. There's 100 of them. So I keep finding variations of it. And I did one last night. It wasn't good. And I was missing an ingredient. So it called for
chicken.
Yeah, I didn't have the chicken. I just did it on my hand and I licked it. And it didn't taste quite the same. But it called for a little bit, like a third of a cup of soy sauce, and I didn't have it. And I was like, well, it's probably be fine without it. And it really fucked it up.
It really fucked that. Yeah, that's bad, bud.
So I just want to say sorry to everyone who ate that chicken.
Sorry to the infant for eating that chicken. Yeah,
she didn't love it, but, you know, she could really get down with her gums. Yeah.
Oh, bad chicken. Well, I had some great, not chicken. I had some great food at City Field.
City Field has great food.
I had a pizza cupcake. Do you know what that is?
Absolutely not.
They certainly didn't. I guess it's like, it looked more like a pizza donut where it was like dough and then cheese in the middle and they were tiny. I wouldn't have called it a cupcake. It was an interesting experience that I feel like would have been on Shark Tank and the sharks would have been like, I don't see a market for this. And for that reason, I'm out.
Right.
And City Field was like, yeah, we'll take it. But the rice balls was good. Do you ever get rice balls?
No, but I'm very intrigued because I love rice and I love balls.
You love balls. There's a cheese one. There was a pesto rice ball. Come on. Oh,
God.
Come on.
Well, speaking of Shark Tank, they had those, the people were on there where they made those bagel balls. Like they were like balls and you bite into them with cream cheese in it.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I know.
Have you had?
I never had one. And why would you buy it? But I guess they sell them in Starbucks or something, right? So
yeah, they're like wildly popular. But to me, that's rude. Just have a whole bagel.
But people who like that stuff, like not to sound like a snob, probably don't have access to good bagels. Like that's living in New York, you don't realize that most places don't have good bagels.
Very much so.
FYI, if you're in a place where they don't really have great bagels and you're in Starbucks and you go, should I get a Starbucks bagel or should I get one of these fucking cool ass balls? Mm-hmm. Give me two balls in my mouth.
Ball with cream cheese, please.
Ball with cheese. Make those balls explode in my melon. Yeah.
We went to eat at this place before Atlantic City called Tony Beef, which is incredible.
Did you say Tony Beef?
Tony Beef.
Hell yeah.
And it's this incredible place that's near Atlantic City and in Galloway, New Jersey. And it's just like burgers and stuff. And they have like exotic animal. They'll have like, you know, an alligator burger, like an ostrich burger. I got the black bean burger, so not exotic, but there's an option when you choose your bun to do a pretzel bun or a regular bun, or you could do a grilled cheese bun, which means each bun is a grilled cheese sandwich.
I have one thing to say. What? That sounds crazy.
It's great, and I did it, and so it was two grilled cheese sandwiches, and in between them was a black bean and sweet potato bun. I mean,
that patty. Burger. That sounds awesome, actually.
It's so good. It was so
good. That sounds more natural than, remember when KFC would be like, here, for our chicken sandwich, we're replacing the bread with more chicken.
Yep.
Like, that didn't make sense. Just chicken on chicken on chicken. No. But this, it has like, yeah, that's good.
It was so good. I want all places to have this as an option, I would say.
My mouth is watering, actually.
I know, mine too. Ugh,
wow, Tony Beef. What a name, dude. A-plus name.
A-plus name. They have a million flavors of milkshakes. We got a key lime pie milkshake. It was like the best food ever. Better than Chili's. I'll say that.
Come on. Now we're talking crazy. Key lime pie is a flavor that I would never try. Never select.
Have you ever had key lime pie not as a milkshake, just the regular key lime pie?
Yeah, maybe. That's like a maybe. Yeah, it's not my style.
You don't like a tart?
No, I don't like things where they're tarty. I got some blueberries the other day and I go, a bit too tarty for my liking. So, you know.
Maybe you got them when they weren't ripe enough.
I know.
They were too early.
Too early. I've been getting a lot of, bananas have been too early. Mm. And then you just got to stare at them until they get ready.
Mine go ripe in 25 minutes. And then I go, why are there bugs everywhere?
That's when you make banana bread.
Yeah. Or you put them in the freezer, make a smoothie later.
Yes.
Tell yourself you're going to have protein powder, but you never do.
I got a case of pea protein powder once and, it was fine.
Like pee-pee or pee? Like P-E-A? Like
P-E-A. P-E-A.
Urine powder?
I mean, I pissed in it to make it, to give some liquid, but no, P-E-A powder. I guess peas have a lot of protein.
Who knew this? Not me.
Who knew?
Wow.
You know, every now and then we're like, yeah, I'll start eating healthy. I'll do something. So you look up, I get like a little protein thing. Oh, pea powder. That's great.
Pea powder.
And then, you have it three times. You go, I think it's making me shit up my back. And that's it.
And I don't have a onesie. I recently, someone told me this, that, you know how like baby onesies have kind of those like slits at the shoulders kind of?
Yeah.
That's so you can pull it down off of them when they shit. Well, their back.
Interesting. We did do that the other day. I'm curious if we actually used that or if we just ripped our arms out of it because we had to go down. We had to go down. She gets these stiff arms too. I'm like, loosen up your muscles.
You're stressed out. I'm like,
you have shit on your shoulder blades. Like, pull. Like, let me pull this down. But that makes a lot of sense because you don't want to be pulling that right over their eyes.
No. Oh God. Goodness babies gracious. Are so gross. They're so
they really are.
And they're never embarrassed about what they've done, and they should be.
No. Right? I feel like I'm giving her a complex because every time she fucking shits her pants, I go, but I need to be like, it's okay. That's
it's
my,
okay.
Baby
good
voice.
Try.
The other day we were finishing dinner. We were eating my wife and my parents, and I grabbed the baby and I had her in my hands and I put her, sat her butt right on the table. And right as I did, she just went, like, I'm not kidding, but it was like that plus like so much wetness. And we immediately had to open windows and I had to bring her downstairs. It was pretty good. Good timing though. It was pretty good timing. Good.
Your baby's all about the comedic timing.
Yeah. You know?
Love that.
God
love
bless.
That for your baby. Well, now that we've talked about poopy pants, it's time for a game. Are you ready?
Yes.
Because I have a game for you.
Oh, okay. I love when you have games.
Yeah. Okay, and this isn't a mind game. This is a game. This is called, are these real actors from the Netflix show Outer Banks?
So wait, just one question before we start.
Yeah.
Outer Banks is a scripted show.
Yes.
So they're actors. Okay.
Okay, so I will tell you about this. There's a Netflix show called Outer Banks, which I learned about an hour and 20 minutes ago. And I'll read it to you. I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
And then I'll go into the question. So it's an action adventure mystery teen drama television series. Outer Banks is set in a coastal town along the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where there's a stark social divide between wealthy seasonal residents and working class locals who have the nicknames Kooks and Pogues, respectively. Okay. The show follows a group of Pogue teenagers who live at the Cut and are determined to find out what happened to the missing father of the group's ringleader, John B. Along the way, they discover a legendary treasure that is tied to John B.'s father. Chased by the law and a wealthy group of kooks from Figure Eight, the Pogues seek to overcome obstacles such as drugs, love, fighting, friendship, money, and the disenfranchisement of being an American teen.
Did artificial intelligence write that? That seems like a computer generated thing.
Incomprehensible.
Yeah. See, it's funny. I always hear Outer Banks, and I always my mind immediately thinks it's like a reality show where people live in a house.
Yeah, it's about kooks and pogues and the cut and figure eight.
Okay.
Kooks and pogues. Okay.
Well, I'm in. Okay. So okay, this will be the name of the actor, not the character.
Well, both. I'm gonna get
okay,
you.
Okay.
So it's like I'll tell you the name of the actor, the character they play, and you tell me, is this, you know, are they from Outer Banks or not? All right. Okay. So first up we have Chase Stokes playing John B., the ringleader of the pogues. Chase Stokes is John B.
I feel like that's true. I mean, there has to be a Chase in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. The last name Stokes. I don't know. That feels like a weird name to make up. So I will say that's real.
Chase Stokes as John B. is correct.
Yes.
He is the lead of the ringleader of the Pogues on Outer Banks. I'm can't believe I'm saying these words. Okay. Next up, Madeline Klein as Sarah Cameron, John B's love interest.
Madeline Klein. I'll say fake. It sounds like maybe a journalist.
Okay, that is real. She's actually on the show. Madeline Klein is Sarah Cameron, who's referred to by many as the princess of the kooks. However, her rebellious side often rejects the kook life and gets her mixed up with the pogues.
I just want to say more than one person has told me to watch this show, and I can't understand why.
You must cut them out of your life.
I can't. Yeah, this sounds horrible.
Yeah, this is bad. All right. Next up, we have Cullen Moss as Deputy Shoop, a sketchy cop. Cullen Moss.
See, I guess Deputy I don't know Shoop. Where you would get these collection of words if they weren't real. Cullen Moss. I'll say, I'm going to play the odds. I feel like it's too real so far. So Cullen Moss feels like something that's, I don't know, like maybe a restaurant in Williamsburg. Like, I don't know what Cullen Moss is. I'll say fake.
It's real. Cullen Moss is Deputy Shoop, a sketchy cop.
I feel like you're doing that thing where they're all going to be real because they sound fake as fuck.
All right, next we have Bronwyn McGorry as Chaz, the leader of the kooks.
All right.
Bronwyn
now,
McGorry.
Now I feel like I'm on like a TV show. Bronwick?
Bronwyn McGorry.
Bronwyn, I would say this feels fake to me. I don't know where it's from. I don't know where you got it from. I don't know, Lord of the Rings or something, but I'm going to say fake.
Bronwyn McGorry as Chaz is fake. You're correct.
Yes. What is that name?
Too right. Too right. Bronwyn McGorry is just something that came to me in a nightmare.
Okay. All right.
Next up we have Madison Bailey as Kiera.
I like that name. It sounds natural, but I feel like you're pretty good at making up names, and that seems so good that it's fake. So I'm going to say that's fake. That's a Julia concoction. Fake.
You are incorrect. That is real.
See, so I thought it was so real that it was fake.
We're God playing damn mind it, games I'm, with one person.
I'm really fucking myself over here.
You want to hear a little bit more about Madison Bailey?
Yes, of course.
Who plays Kira. She's the daughter of a successful restaurant owner who hangs out with the Pogues. She's technically a kook, as she comes from a wealthy family and lives in figure eight, but the kooks reject her as a kook.
Oh my God. This sounds so bad.
This is all from the Wikipedia. I'm not making any of this up, mostly. Okay, we have Rudy Panko as JJ.
Rudy Panko. All right, I'll say that's true.
You're correct.
Yes.
And Rudy Panko is JJ. That's John B's loyal best friend since the third grade, who is also a surfer.
Look, I'll give him this. John B as the main character is a great name.
Yeah, but isn't that from another movie? Isn't
there? Yeah, John B is like a rapper or something, right?
Yeah.
John B. Oh, John B is a DJ?
What's Ooh. The Beach Boys song? Where it's like, dun, dun, the John B sail. See how the main shore, call for the captain ashore, let me go home.
Oh, yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Great
Let's
song.
See, John B, Beach Boys.
Sloop John B.
Oh, great. Nice.
I know my older music.
No big
That's
deal.
Why the Beatles sang in American accents for the Beach Boys. They thought, I could do that. Okay, a couple more. We have... Austin North as Topper. This is
That's fake.
Sarah's. Okay, Austin North as Topper is real. That's a fellow kook who despises the Pogues.
Oh, okay. Austin North. What a name.
Have you started disassociating yet? Because I have. We have next up Gretchen Pfister as Shanta Tark. Gretchen Pfister.
That sounds real. I feel like you wouldn't make up a last name with a Pfister in it.
Well, it's fake.
Oh my God.
But in my world, Gretchen Pfister, who plays Shanta Tark, is the owner of the Tark Bank, which is the oldest bank in the Outer Banks.
I'm loading a gun right now.
Okay. And last but not least, we have Cece Castillo as Lana Grubbs. Cece Castillo is Lana Grubbs. Let me know if you want more info on Cece Castillo.
I do want more info. I'll take more info.
Lana Grubbs is the widow of a man named Scooter Grubbs who was killed during Hurricane Agatha.
This shit's fake. It's fake.
This shit is real. This shit is real. I only made up two fake ones.
It would probably be fun to be in the writer's room for this show. If there even is one.
I really think you just take MDMA and you open a phone book and you say this name plus this name.
I feel like shows like this, right? They bring in like maybe like a young, like a couple of young consultants, mm-hmm. and you just, you know, you're fucking old. So you don't really, you're like, oh, is that what people are doing now? Is that what people are called? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. He's like, and Horatio, you just like, TikTok. It's yeah. like, that sounds cool.
They're like, yeah, that's what's happening. It's very authentic. Yeah.
Very authentic. Well, let me tell you something. You did a pretty bad job, but I wanted you to because you're a kook and I'm a pogue and we don't get along, you know?
That sounded god awful, that show.
Yeah.
And not even good in a bit. Like, I think I'm just too old for that shit.
Yeah. I think we're far too old and we shouldn't be allowed to watch it.
And I'm not because, you know, I'm, what did you say? What? Yo,
you just got your second vax again, I believe, for the second time. So,
hey, look, John B. I'll say this: John B. is a cool name, and if they are hiring writers, I will come in and pretend to be young.
Yeah, just tell them your name's Bronwyn McGorry.
Hi, Anthony Pfister. I'm Anthony Pfister.
Anthony Pfister. I'm her sister. All right, that's it for Java Good Morning today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our Java's witnesses. Rate us, review us, tell your friends and your enemies about us. Email us, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. Any last words, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to have a great time at a wedding this weekend, and I hope you all have a great weekend as well. Let's get out there and party, baby.
Get out there and do it, baby. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.